The first day of winter, but already there are warnings of possible hosepipe bans next summer. Many reservoirs are well below normal levels for the time of year. South, central and eastern England have had the driest 12 months on record, and there's no sign of significant rain for the region.
We're starting to think now about the possibility of restrictions on use next summer if we don't get a good amount of rainfall in what's left of the winter.
And that means a hosepipe ban. Is that inevitable?
I don't think it's inevitable yet, but every day that we have with weather like this and no rain, it's getting closer and closer, yes.
Ardingly Reservoir in Sussex is just 12% full and levels are still falling. I should be standing under 8 metres of water. You can see on the concrete there the mark where the water level would normally be for the time of year. Instead, this reservoir has become an enormous mudflat, and the company says if there's no more rain now, the water could run out altogether in just 2 months. According to a new report by the Environment Agency, a drier than average winter would leave a huge area of England at high risk of a drought next year. Reservoirs across Sussex and Kent are at exceptionally low levels. Anglian Water has been granted a permit to top up Pitsford Reservoir with river water, and Thames Water has warned rainfall over the winter needs to be at least 80% of the average, or restrictions could be imposed as soon as the late spring.
We've had a very dry spring and a very dry, cold winter before it, so this is advanced warning that we need to be very careful with the water.
The Environment Department says climate change is making rainfall increasingly unpredictable. It will shortly publish plans to ensure the country is more resilient to extended periods of drought. Thomas Moore, Sky News.